Because we couldn't connect with Ione at this famous cemetery, Pere Lachaise Cemetery. Most baby boomers know it as a place where Jim Morrison was buried. Jim Morrison of the Doors. So we went there, and we were trying to get a hold of Ione. That was our first attempt, and we didn't hook up properly for some reason. So you're going to hear us. We're back at our rented apartment. Roxy's not on the phone this first time, and we're talking to Ione about what had happened at the cemetery, what the spirits said to us or what they were doing. And then there's a second recording summarizing a bit about what happened at the Louvre without Roxy. Then the next day, Roxy gets on there, and then she had a lot of questions that supplemented and made the interaction with Ione better. So, so do you think we should start with that? Anybody have anything to say?
Well, were you trying to connect in a different way at the cemetery than you normally do with Ione?
We just wanted to get Ione on the line live, and he'd tell us what was going on at the gravestone of these various famous people right then. So it didn't happen live. So later, we just went through all the names that we looked at, and Ione told us what happened.
Ah, okay.
So, but it's not at the cemetery. It's many hours later, back at the hotel, late at night, where we have to be. You'll hear me saying, "I think I have to be quiet because it's an old place, and you could wake up people. They could hear you." Mm. Or walk around the creaky floor, so you had to be careful on the sound level. And that led to an incident, too, an interesting incident. Okay, so let's set this up. The first recording, September 26th. So this is Monday night, but this is Paris time, so it would be your Sunday kind of thing, or if you're in Maui, it's 12 hours or more behind. But so this is Paris time, September 26th. All right, so I'll mute you guys.
All participants are now muted.
Just before I start, let's just see if there's anything on the chat line. Tupua. Tupua is saying a bunch of stuff. Sha is talking. And Alice is talking to people. Alice says somebody was pretending to be Ione on payday. That was Corbin. I guess that's Corbin Live. I'll have to check my inventory and see if there was a non-Corbin Live, but I understood Ione was on there. Okay, so let's Skype, open that up. Sunflower. Okay, here we go. September 26, 2016, our first interaction with Ione while we're in Paris.
Okay, here we are, Bob and Carolyn. And Bob and Carolyn are in Paris, and we're talking to, we're going to talk to Ione. This is being recorded on September 26th, copyright 2016, Dobstown.com Incorporated, or Dobstown Incorporated, all rights reserved. And we're starting at 11:40, is that our time?
Paris time, 11:42.
11:42 p.m. Paris time. Greetings, Ione.
Hello, hello, hello.
Okay, so our first day with Roxanne and Carolyn and me went to the Pere Lachaise Cemetery. And we looked at a lot of dead people's places, fake dead people. Before I go into particulars, is there any overall thing we didn't notice you'd like to point out?
Yes. the gate. The gate. The hinges on the gate. Did you notice the gate?
You mean the entrance gate?
Yes.
Did not notice the hinges. What was there to notice?
They didn't open. They didn't work.
So the gates didn't open?
Correct.
Did we walk through the gates, Carolyn? In my mind, there was...
That's how you got in. That's how you got into the cemetery.
By not opening...
The frieze. You had to go through the frieze, the opening for the gate.
Well, the gates didn't open.
They were stuck open then?
They were stuck open, yes, that's correct.
They were stuck open.
Yeah, they can't close them.
Right. I remember in retrospect there was something about the gates. Yes. More that there was a big gap than them being closed. So it was a big gap and they were stuck. So what's the significance of them not being able to close?
Because it's a little more detailed than that. What's going to happen is you can't seal that area in. For what comes in and out of there, can't close that up.
Right.
So the gates have to stay open.
There's too much interdimensional?
Activity. That's the way to say that.
Yeah, not just
now you're
people.
Now you're in a new world. You're in a new thing now, Bob. So you're going to have to get the... There's words that don't mean the same thing. So you've got the recording, so it'll be fine. We'll work all this out for you. We don't mind because that's easy. But there's what you call... We talked about slippage. You watched some of the shows that we told you to watch, and those things will kind of apply. But now you're going to get some firsthand tactile visceral knowing for all this bullshit that you didn't believe, that you said. It's funny when you start being held accountable for all the things that you said that you didn't know you meant, that you didn't say, that you didn't... Wait, no, we're confused. Yes, we didn't know. So, but what happens is it moves into a nice place of, oh, you're going to have a great deal of oh in this particular journey. And just keep it soft and easy. Carolyn's kind of stable. She's the stable one, so follow her lead. She'll try to keep you out of the ditch best she can. Now, honey, when Carolyn, it's a big job. You don't have to do this mission if you don't want to, but it's a good job. It's a good job if you can do it. But just keep Bob out of the traces because he'll roam off into the oligarchs in just a matter of a moment. It won't matter. So be careful.
Are you talking about when we go to the cemetery or our trip in Paris?
Yes and yes.
Right.
When you go to the Arc de Triomphe.
Yes.
You go around it. Go around the opposite way. Whichever way you're going, say, no, I want to go the other way. That's when you'll start seeing things. Whichever way they're going, say, I'd rather go the other way. Even if they start another way, doesn't make any difference. Just go the other way.
You mean with Carolyn and Roxy? Go
with
the opposite.
Whoever's the whole theophacy.
So, who are some of the people we visited, Carolyn? Let's run through some.
Oscar Wilde.
Huh. Anything happened with Oscar Wilde there?
He's not there.
Did he actually die? Transition?
He did leave this plane, yes, but he's not there.
All right. He's busy doing many... I guess most of the dead people named there aren't there, correct?
Some are. Madame Laveau is there. That was significant.
I remember you talking about her with the castles, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what was our opening people, Carolyn? Well, maybe not in order. So Charlie Chaplin, we weren't sure if that was the famous Charlie Chaplin. They talked about him as Charlie Chaplin, but he had an odd statue in that. Was that Charlie Chaplin's actual movie star?
No, it was not.
Who was he?
He's just a guild actor from the same time frame.
Okay. All right. So
famous over there, you know, per se.
Right. Did we have any significant, you mean famous in Paris?
Well, Europe, you know.
Yeah. Did we have any interesting insights into Abelard and Heloise?
Mm, not notable, no. It was interesting for you just because it was engaging, but not so much.
Right, and did he get his penis cut off as a punishment?
He did. He did.
Right, and...
He did.
There are people... If it's because they're in the church, they had the taboo on sex. If they weren't in members of the church, they have no problems, right?
They have. They're not exposed or held to the same standard. That's correct.
Right.
It's the same
right.
thing with Dobbstown now.
Okay, Dobbstown. We're not held to the same. We have to. We have a high standard we must maintain, Carol.
Or at least kind of by it anyway. Carolyn,
right.
She lives in that world. She lives in that world with you, by the way, Bob. So it's easy to get on your hands and fucking knees that she's been as good and generous as she has been, because you.
Okay, just a minute. A few more people count. We did...
Jim Morrison.
We went to Jim Morrison's thing and donated some restructure to the site. Anything happened there of note?
Nice. Well, that's good. That's good. Nice, pleasant, good, appropriate,
now,
nice. That's byline.
He didn't transition.
Nope.
So he wasn't there.
Correct.
Okay. That was Jim Morrison, Carolyn.
Edith Piaf.
Edith Piaf. Anything there for us that happened?
That was kind of interesting because you actually bumped into that. You woke that up. That was there and asleep, but you woke it up. It was
dark.
What
is she doing now?
Well, now she's on the move, so you'll have to see how that goes.
Right. Okay, so we can look at some of the other names. Yeah.
Where we saw those two kids.
Oh, that was Marcel Proust.
Mm.
Marcel Proust.
Proust.
Yeah, the guy who ate the Madeleine in the novel. Anything with those kids or any interactions there with Proust?
It's becoming. You weren't lined up. You weren't
right.
lined up. It wasn't lined up. So, yes, it's going to have a position. Yes, it's going to move. Yes, it's going to be significant. And you can note this for now, but you won't note it today. But you
right.
will note it. Is that actually going to come? It'll come in the form of an earthquake a little later. Oh, do y'all want to be gone before that hits, or what do you want to in for the front seat? You know how you know, Carolyn likes it rough sometimes, Bob, so it's up to her. What does she think?
No earthquake. After
okay.
we come back.
Or at least get you off the ground. Okay, gotcha. But it's coming. And just so you know, it's coming.
Okay.
So who do we spend a lot of time trying to find at that point? Was that Charlie Chaplin or there was another person there? Oh, we were looking for... Hilaire Belloc, who had some kind of influence on McLuhan, who was a Catholic writer. Hilaire Belloc. I think Ion's talked about him. You've talked about him, Ion. Anything about him? We bump into him?
No.
Okay. We couldn't find...
No.
Yeah. We couldn't find the other guy that was in that... Merleau, the French philosopher Merleau-Ponty from the 20th century. The phenomenologist.
He's not dead yet. Well, at least when he died, Bob.
All right. let's see. We went over to the far area, Carolyn, on the Lockway.
What about the bridge? Talk about the bridge. The bridge.
Don't remember a bridge.
See? Troublesome.
Not in the cemetery.
Not in the cemetery, that's correct. On your way once you got into the Gaul.
Oh.
Into the what?
Once we landed at the Gaul airport after that.
And then you came on, you rode the little bus. Remember that?
No.
Oh, joy. See, you slid off the rails right there. You're supposed to ride the little bus to the area where you caught the car.
No, we get escorted. Out of first class, we get escorted to the back exit, put in the car, and brought right to the taxi.
Yeah. Well, we had little bus in L.A.
Yeah, but that's just the thing to get you there. That's to get you around. Okay. We'll have to shift it over. What time you're going to start your day tomorrow? When?
About 11 o'clock, say, our time.
Okay. Then move it either up or back about 10 minutes. So
whenever
you're going to do it 11, do it 10 till 11, or 10 after 11. You got to make up for the shift because you changed the way it outcomes.
Yeah.
Sounds weird, but we're just trying to line you up a little bit. That's what happened with all the telephoning stuff. See, you're out of whack, right out of Charles de Gaulle. You could never connect. You couldn't. There was no way to connect.
Right. So when we leave Maui, we always go through the fifth gate or something. We did that?
You did? Successful. Well, you almost didn't, but yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You could tell by Carolyn's restlessness on the flight.
Right.
She's normally easy, but she was a bit restless.
Yes. So we, Carolyn, who are some other people we visited?
Remember, it took us a while to find those two, the two authors in the big gated area together.
How about Remy?
No, who's Remy?
Remy DeFroy, the author. Remy.
Oh, we don't know that author. I'm consciously.
Good Lord, Lord. Okay, well. Well, okay. Happy day.
We did Proust. And then we...
Remember on the two elevated crypts and the gate of...
Oh, the playwright from 400 years ago, Molière. And there was another guy beside him, Molière. La Fontaine wrote the fables.
Mm.
They sound like anything there, Ion?
Yeah, that was you connected. Good.
Right. The mythology of us coming, when I went through the Vatican in August 2014, I wrapped it up and put it away, and I was touching things, touching the residue, and that would be the end of the Vatican. Did we do that today through the Louvre? We wrapped up that place and put it away?
You have. Well, wrapped it with what, Bob?
With our residue, we touch things.
Good, you spoke to, that's fine.
Right.
But we're sure we didn't hear your words.
Right. Let's just hold that. We'll just go back to the graveyard, finish that. So, Carolyn, remember we did those two guys, Molly and La Fontaine.
Sarah Bernhardt.
Oh, Sarah Bernhardt's scene. Anything there?
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty hot. Did you notice there was a weird feeling there, remember?
Probably, yeah. And we think a lot about Garrett because he had Sarah Bernhardt's bed as an antique. Remembering Garrett, anything? Was Garrett there for us?
A bit off, but yeah. He's there, but you couldn't connect. It's almost like they were screaming at you. Kind of like when we were doing the on the telephone, yelling at you, and you wouldn't hear. Same kind of thing.
Right. Well, okay. Was there somebody who showed up there?
Yes.
At the cemetery, who'd been waiting a long time and knew the momentous.
Yes.
Who was that? Remy.
Remy.
Remy. he knew it. He knew what was up.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make us. Go ahead.
Still does.
Right, and we can make it as dramatic as we want, even including earthquake if we want to.
You're going to do that. But we got to reschedule that now to get you out of the way first.
Right. So. Yes. Okay, let's see. We got a lot of people, Carolyn. We couldn't find Marilyn Ponty. We couldn't find the Rothschild tomb at the very end. Anything significant there?
There never was a Rothschild there.
That's a big
one. You have them as You have them as money people. They're not, Bob. They can't even make Opus One anymore.
Right. Yes, I just saw on Facebook somebody pointed me to, they were saying Jacob Rothschild's worth $400 trillion. And,
shit. He might owe $400 trillion, but he doesn't have $400 trillion. Silliest thing ever.
Right, so Carolyn, we went way over the corner. We saw Edith Piaf. We didn't find Modigliani. We saw Oscar Wilde. We saw Proust. We saw somebody near Proust. Don't remember. And all right, so most of the people that we came there, the names we looked up, not much interaction with those people. It's Remy yeah. that you're saying, important
yep.
thing. Now let's spell his last name. What is that, his last name?
R-E-M-Y.
Oh, Remy is his last name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Karen, let's Google that.
I can't get on here.
Why not?
I guess we're too far away.
I could in the other room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. Remy and any first name for Remy? Any first name for Remy, Ion?
Well, it comes from Remigus.
Remigus.
R-E-M-I-G-I-U-S.
That's what Remy is?
Yeah.
Hey, don't
say anything,
girl. Let me just go
to
Remy, okay?
Hang on, Ion. Bob's got to go to another room to Google Remigus.
No worries. Happy days. So, aren't your digs wonderful? The digs are fun, aren't they?
Yeah, we have a nice little apartment. It's nicer than a hotel in a lot of respects.
What did you say was nice?
Our digs.
Right. Did Roxy have any interactions with anybody in the graveyards of significance?
Yes.
Okay, so Remy.
First name would be Jean. J-E-A-N.
Well, it says here, Remy is a name of French origin and is associated with the Latin name Remigus. That's what you were saying.
Jean. Jean. J-E-A-N. Remy.
All right. So I'm Remy. He is a French colonel.
Painter.
Well, this guy was a member of
1864.
Oh, okay. Let's put that in. Remy Painter, 1864. Oh, yeah, there's Remy. Not Remy Noé. No, he's too. Yeah, Remy works on sale at auction and biography. Yes, 1864. Let's see. Various paintings. He did Scenes of Paris. Let's just go back. To more on this guy, Jean Remy. Still looking.
Which purple email are you using? Five Body or Gmail?
Five Body. Purple at Five Body. Parisian street scene paint.
That picture is the Arc de Triomphe, and that should be the way you see it. And when you see the Arc de Triomphe that looks like that, that's how you're going to rethink yourself. The Arc de Triomphe. That's you.
Okay. Looking at this, yeah, there's the Arc de Triomphe.
Go. When you go there, look for that view that way. And when you see it, that's the side you should approach from.
Right. Never did that. You see that? So he was a guy who follows around in the graveyard or something?
Still is. Downstairs right now.
Right. He's quite intrigued with us.
Well, you are odd.
Right. Do we look odd? Our auras or something?
You have weird. Well, you have weird energy.
Right.
You're connected.
Right. He's not used to it.
Wow, la profile professionnel. C'est René.
Is he? Was he buried in the cemetery?
Yes. But now you're confusing the other one with the Bellingers, the Bellinger brothers, too, that are also intriguing. But you're not going to meet them for 3 days.
Oh, okay.
Bellinger, B E L L A N G E R.
Right. That's B as in Bob, right? Bellinger, B.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, let's just Google him, see if anything comes up. Bellinger Brothers. Boy, that's stupid. Yeah, a lot of odd poppings. And then here's Paul. I am just sent an image, Carolyn.
Mm-hmm.
That's the picture that you should see.
Yes, that's the one we saw. That's that's the graveyard. Yeah. I mean, the Arc de Triomphe, the graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's so backward. It's so much fun. He's so innocent. That's why it's good.
I am so fucked up. Okay, so that
it's
was
fine,
that.
You're doing good. You're doing good. Nothing you could do, Bob.
Yeah, considering what we're up against. Bellinger Brothers. Is our interaction with you right now going to influence the outcome of the day tonight?
Yes, it will. We're glad you got hooked up because otherwise we were going to cancel the whole damn thing. We were going to make it be a terrorist attack, and it was going to go on all fronts. And it was going to open up those mediums and allow all their known connections, everybody listening to it, 100 million of them, to all be hacked at the same time. We can do that. Karen said it was okay, so we're going with it.
They'd be hacked at the same time.
Yep, and it would all stop. And we go, boom. But you hooked up, so you're all right. Yikes.
Yeah, and there were people trying to do that. They wanted
No, there are people that we were going to have it done because we had to hook up. You had to connect. And you would have stopped everything because you'd have had to stop everything.
Right.
Yeah.
So the the Bellinger Brothers is B-A-L-L-E-N... Or I-N-G?
No, A-N.
B-A-L-L-A-N.
E-E-R.
Yeah, B-A-L-L-A-N-G-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Bellinger Brothers out of Toronto.
Oh, Lord, suffering cats.
No. They don't seem to come up. Okay. Let's...
You will.
That is,
it'll be a couple of days. You will.
Right. Now, is
That's the cemetery. Any message to Roxy about the cemetery experience?
Say it again.
Any message for Roxy about her cemetery experience with us? Anything of significance for her?
She has to stop marking her knowing from her known. She only knows what she knows that she knows. You can't do that.
She's always noting what she knows.
But you can't do that. That never works.
Right. So, it was very important for her to go to the Oscar Wilde grave. That was a big influence on her when she was very young,
yeah,
reading his book. Anything about Wilde and her we can pass on?
There was a bit of, still is a bit of connection.
Right. Okay. Now, what did we, Carolyn, what did we do in restaurants? Anything happened interesting in the restaurants the first night?
No.
Okay. We did the Jim Morrison guy who almost got busted. Okay. Now we go to the Louvre. And we passed through, first we looked at the Winged Victory woman, the Greek statue with her head chopped off.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we went to the Mona Lisa. And we had a very interesting interaction there with the crowd.
Okay, so Ian drops off. Unmute everybody.
All participants are now unmuted.
You're unmuted. Ian dropped off, and we'll play part two in a few minutes, I guess. So any comments? It's a bit slow, this opening one, but how's that for tourism?
I don't know of anyone else who has a guided tour like that, Bob.
Yeah, it's pretty unique.
Yeah.
That's just the beginning. It's a bit rusty there, getting our footing.
Now, about halfway in, Ian was telling you guys to kind of adjust your timing.
Yes.
Didn't catch it all. Did you do that? Did you do whatever?
We attempted, but I think we fucked up. It took us a couple of days to get lined up. As you will hear in the recordings.
Okay.
Yeah, we had to, if we were supposed to meet Roxy, who had an apartment just down the street from us, at 11, we were supposed to meet at 10 to 11 or 10 minutes after 11, at 10 after 11. So I remember we were trying to do it, Carolyn. We actually tried to do it and left or something, but I think we didn't perfect it.
Sure.
Do you remember, Carolyn, what we did?
Yeah, I think we were later than the 10 minutes.
Yeah, we were aware of doing it. We tried to do it, but I think we screwed up, and if we had to be precise. So I think Ian will talk about that. It took a couple of days to get synced up. Well, I don't know what we were syncing up with, but it took a couple of days. So anybody got any other comments? You will see on the video, whenever that comes out, I said that Jim Morris, the guy Jim Morris, had almost got busted. We did a great ceremony. There's a lot of donations to Jim Morrison's grave. Flowers, drugs, LSD, whatever people toss on the grave. So we tossed a restructure pamphlet, or what do they call it?
Nice.
Packet. So right sitting right there in the grave is a little nice golden restructure packet. So we should see that in future documentaries. There's always someone going to that grave. And then I befriended a guy there, and that was a whole interesting thing. And then he got all carried away, and then the cops came up and arrested him. This is all on video. You'll see it. And he managed eventually to talk himself out of it, but we were stirring up crap there or something or good stuff. It's a great testimonial to our powers when you see what happens at Jim Morrison's grave.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully... you'll see the whole, I don't know how much Roxy will edit or not. Hopefully you see it all. Maybe we should have a creative website and just put all the raw footage on without the editing, whatever Roxy's going to do for her aesthetic purposes. Might not see everything. So, now who's this? Is that Kevin? Keep forgetting. 973. Is that Kevin? Or Matthew Rose? Or who's that? Hey, I just unmuted you. So,
Bob, did you experience a lot of slippage, as Ian alluded?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was... you'll see. We hardly even were able to stay in Paris. Wherever we went, things happened. You'll see.
Does the Remy character keep popping up, or what was that about?
Yep. He'll show up later. He causes a whole problem. Well, not a big problem, but he causes a problem. Remember, you hear the hint is he was downstairs in our apartment building. He was right there in the apartment building right then when we were talking to Ion. Well, that has repercussions later.
There's a cognac that's called Remy.
Right. No, Remy's a guy, and I Googled him and eventually found him, and I was looking at this painting of the Arc de Triomphe, and then that's when Ian said, see, the Arc de Triomphe, and then he sent the picture, and I mashed it. Yeah, that's the one I'm looking at. The Ballingers, I have a different spelling in my notes. We may have got that clarified. I had the wrong spelling, or he was saying the A in the wrong place, but we eventually got the Ballingers, too.
But it's interesting that... There's a Remy that's associated with liquor, and so is Ballinger's to liquor.
Oh, they're both associated with liquor?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, I didn't know that. But
what's the painting,
Remy
Bob?
Is a painter. Jacques Painter, look it up. Jacques Remy. Remy, 1864, picture of the Arc de Triomphe. That's right there on Google. You can see that. That's who we're talking about, that painter.
And then, did you approach the Arc de Triomphe the way that Ian instructed?
Yes. We passed by it several times and did what we were supposed to do.
And is that in the recording or of what happened, or did anything happen?
I think that's in the recording in passing. One time we're passing by it. But that's among many hours of recordings. So I don't know where it is, you know. Don't know. And I don't know if we talk about it with Ian after.
Oh.
But he was always laying down rules or things we have to do. And we end up not doing everything that he said to do. But that may explain. He'd always rub it in. Well, you didn't do that. We actually... we went to the Chambord the wrong day, but there's a reason why that happened, as you'll see.
So was this trip specifically something that you did per Ion's direction?
No. Carol told me a few months ago that I have a bunch of miles, 1,800 miles or something, or $1,800 worth or something. She said, hey, you have a free flight before November. So I said, well, let's see, where could we go? And then Roxy happened to be mentioning that she was going to have a vacation and she was definitely going to go see Chambord and all that on her vacation the end of September. I said, well, that may be fit with us. So at first I wasn't that excited about it, just go there and see what goes on. But then it turned out to be pretty interesting. I'm glad I did it. But it was very haphazardly stumbled into the trip.
And this trip to Europe, was it different from the last time you went? Because with the exception of your time with Roxy, you were saying that you just didn't want to be in the city. You were tired of being in the city. And it just wasn't... You didn't want to go anymore to travel anymore.
I didn't want to travel anymore, but I did what I had to do there, go to all the ancient museums and all that 2 years ago, but this had a lot more meaning, especially because I had some people with me, someone at some, and Roxy was there. We couldn't have done any of it without Roxy, because you need to have translators. You got to know French. Mm. It gets ridiculous. Mm. The French ain't going to help you. Everybody gets misdirected. Even Bert got misdirected by the French people just coming to our hotel. But that's another bunch of stuff. So you have to be able to. Well,
you mean,
we were always
they do it maliciously because they hate Americans.
Well, they're just snobs or something. Yeah, they. You have to say, if you don't say bonjour to them when you first approach them, they will ignore you. You must say bonjour. And we didn't know that, but Roxy did. So there were many little glitches and crazy things that happened. We would have never gotten out of, me and Carol. And Roxy was able to, and her sister, they know French, and they were able to get us out of problems all the time. So that was a completely different trip than 2 years ago. Had a lot more tasks, challenges, and upsets that could have been disasters. So let me play. I have another 14-minute section. This is us reviewing a bit of the Louvre experience, and there's no Roxy in that either at this point. Roxy is very involved in the later recordings. So this is interesting. So this is a disconnected, talking about different parts of the Louvre and this and that, not in the order that we walked through it. We had to go to the basement to see something. So Ian did tell us where to go see things once we were in Paris. He didn't tell us anything before we went, except for one thing, and that was volunteered a few weeks before. So let's try this next part. Unless you have anything to say, is everybody?
One more question about the graveyard that you went to the cemetery. You were asking about where you were and the people that were transitioned, and a few times Ian said that you connected.
Yes.
What does that mean?
I don't know. We didn't know what it meant then, why we had to be connected and why we had to do this and that, but by the end of the trip I understood it. But that's what you're going to learn and realize what's going on. It's all vague at this point, at that first day.
Okay.
Did you notice that seeing these people connecting stopped a huge hack of the Clinton-Trump debate? 100 million people would have
right.
been hacked.
Yep, they were just going to cancel. Yeah.
And because we interacted with some people at the cemetery, the hack didn't happen. So, you know, these were connecting we didn't know about. Ian only told us after. Of course, it's all bullshit, right? You don't believe this shit, but it's a great way to have a trip, though. Great instant drama.
and that
debate turned out to be a big phenomenon. What'd you say, Ginny?
You had dinner with Bert and his wife, and was Roxy there as well?
No, Roxy had gone back to Berlin earlier Saturday morning. It was last Saturday. She didn't meet Bert.
That's great.
She had to go back. She took her sisters to Berlin, and they had a schedule. So they had to go. It took her sister and niece. Okay, so we didn't have dinner. Bert came to the hotel, hung out with us all day. We eventually did have dinner in the hotel, but hanging out in our room for many hours.
Met Bert.
What?
That's really neat. No, that's cool that you met Bert and spent all that time with Rox.
Right, so did you, Ginny, you still there? Okay, we got to start the recording. Here we go. No, they're not here. Mute everybody.
All participants are now muted.
Okay, part two.
Are you there, Ian?
We be.
Okay. I have to be a bit careful. The neighbors are going to complain. So I will try to keep it down a bit. But let's carry on here. Okay.
You're fine. You're fine.
Right. Eye cells, when we went to the underground foundation, the eye cells, there were eye cells in the rocks, but
okay,
they were
okay,
not.
Okay. The stone is under that. White stone that you're talking about is under those, because it's not that chalky. Not chalky. The The white stone is not chalky. It's much firmer, much more firmer, like a pumice,
Right.
stone.
Yeah, there were some eye cells in the rock, but there were no eye stones. No white stones, right?
They're no underneath that. But there were eye cells present in what Carolyn had on her hands.
Right, because they leaked up from the actual white stone below.
Well, you just changed everything. That becomes a very important point, a very important gate.
Oh, by us touching it, we altered the environment there.
You connected it. You're connecting. You're, the only reason you're there, whether you know it or not, wasting all this ridiculous money on this trip, is to reconnect it all where you lost it.
All right. Very good. Now, when we were witnessing the Mona Lisa, we failed to connect enough with it. We didn't connect with
Yet.
The Mona Lisa.
Yet. Yet.
Yet. Yeah. It's almost like you said we didn't choose to. We didn't find
and
anything.
Some Cott.
Some what?
Cott, the artist, Cott.
Oh, and he got in the way? Cott? You mean Da Vinci
no,
got
you're
caught.
Gonna bump in. You're gonna bump into Cott.
Policeman? Cops as in policeman?
C-O-T-T.
Okay. He'll make the connection for us with the Mona Lisa.
Basically.
Right. Let's see. I think there was a big painting opposite, Loaves and Fishes, and then I said that was the first industrial painting. Nothing significant there. Or is there?
It's coming.
All right. All right. So
Sierra
then
got the cot.
Right. I think you've mentioned him before. I think he's an American
yes.
painter.
No, he's
yeah.
French. He's
okay.
French.
Right. So we were looking at...
he's at the Metropolitan. He's at the Metropolitan.
All right. So we were looking at King Francis I, and Roxana was pointing out the black cartoon outline of a crown, eyebrows, eyes, mustache, and that was the image on our Irony Drops bottle turned upside down.
Yes.
You,
the reference
yeah.
of it.
Yeah, you said that it's an important point Roxanne is talking about, but it's not what we think it is. What was that statement?
Correct. That's great. It's not as you know it. It connects, but doesn't connect you to anything. It brings her back to center. Once we get her lined up, see, the power's still flowing to her. So once she gets to center, all this thing that she's off by a little bit will be cleaned up.
Yeah, so it sounds like we will run through the Louvre again with her sister. And a lot of connecting will happen
yes.
there.
Very good.
Right.
That may be the final transition, but we'll have to see.
Of what?
The transfer.
All right, from Audrey to Roxy. Okay, now we were talking about King Frank and Leonardo. They were waiting for us, but they'd already been there. But we'd already been there waiting for them. That's how you said it? We were
no,
waiting for them.
No, you're waiting on them, not the other way around.
Right, and they... How did they see us? Through Nostradamus?
They thought you were the House of Valois.
Ah, House of Valois. V-A-L-O-I-S or V-A-L-O-S?
Yeah. V-A-L-O-I-S.
Right. Now, I was open out for them, right? They knew me.
No, you're Bob. You're Mr. Dobbs.
Right. But did they see me... 500 years ago, me and Carolyn?
And yesterday.
Right. And we showed up, so they think they were waiting, and you're saying, no, we were waiting.
Yeah, see, it didn't work out with Eleanor of Austria, but it did with Claude of France.
All right, Claude of France. Okay.
That's who straightened it out. That's the last, or the first, what you call the first.
Right. And Roxana's, in my notes here, Roxana's big insight is that she knew they waited for us to show up.
She was the standing duchy of Brittany.
That's what her role was then and now?
Yeah, yeah.
Good. Okay. Let's see. Carolyn is
in Blois. In Blois. In Blois, France.
In Blois, France. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Carolyn is standing off the side, just being the scribe, seeing it go down, noting it.
Well, no, she's actually connecting it.
All right.
She's connecting it. She's done this enough now. She's done this enough now. She's got it. So she's just flowing with it. And that's that impertinent side. But see, there's the sweet side that once she's running, it's all good. Then there's the impertinent side that bumps into it. You're going to take both sides, but she's connecting the dots happily.
Right. Now, weird clicking going on over in the room there. Is that electrical,
yes,
natural?
It's just you're trying to hold. You're holding down the Tudor trail, Bob.
The Tudor, T-U-D-O-R?
Yes.
Yes. This is part of the Tudor trail. What we're talking about here is the Tudor trail. You have emphasized that from the beginning, correct?
Yes, of course. Of course, of course, of course. All the way to the Duke, all the way to the Duke of Lorraine.
All right. Did we bump into St. Germain?
Charles III.
And we bumped into Charles III?
Yes, the Duke of Lorraine.
Right. Was he there today?
Yes.
All right. What was we were saying? So the man that was we talked to about the real history of the painting and how it was should have been in the front room. It wasn't because they were doing renovations. That was not Saint Germain. You said he was Timmins. That's what you said, Timmins. And then
that's correct.
And then any reason she keeps getting lost with that? She's looped. Oh, yes, that was Roxana. She's looped.
Yeah. Looped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you told us.
And we're going to straighten that out. It's just she's in transform. She's just in transformation. That's all, Bob.
Right. And then she needs to use the GPS on our phone. Use the GPS. Are you still able to? Yeah. We still there? You got to go? Or you're okay?
We're going to give you a few more little bits to catch up so you can get caught up. We're trying to break your chain of problem. We think we solved it, but we want to make sure. We're going to give you another little bit.
Yeah, that's why we're having these weird disconnections. It's like trying to reconnect.
In connect. La rule.
Right. So in the debate, the great debate tonight, which hasn't happened yet, I don't think. Don't think it's happening yet.
Ours has.
Yes. And they're going to say that Trumps will say Trump won, the Clintons will say that Clinton won, and they'll say people, both of them did lousy. They'll say that. Both of them
won and both of them lost.
Right. But the swingers on voting
are
day
are going to Trump.
You're going to go to Trump.
It'll all be settled by the Duke of Bourbon.
Right. Is she a double in a debate or the original Hillary?
She has to be the original, and it's going to be troublesome, where she's trying desperately not to have a coughing spell.
Right. And she's always coughing.
Hacking, yes.
Yeah. So when they showed the footage of her walking,
her embolism.
Right. And when they showed her walking out of the apartment today, some footage, she was very gingerly holding the railing and that, and then she tried to look bright, but she's very shaky physically, and that's what we witnessed there. Correct?
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. Are there people within the party who now know this and are pissed?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
They know they're going to lose.
Well, they're trying to play it down so at least give it a run, because otherwise he's just running away with it. Everybody. That's why the oligarchs are so upset, Bob. I mean, damn, even the important people are freaking out now. They're saying crazy stuff. They're saying inherently stupid things. just saying anything they can say to say people won't, so people won't. People are still laughing. They're like, yeah, we're good. Yeah, what's the point? Yeah, we got it. Yeah, he's a liar. Okay, so are you. Well, he's not appropriate. Neither are you. Well, he and he just goes on and on and on because everybody, folks don't care. They're like, we're good.
They just know that Trump will be something new and that will be exciting.
Well, it's got, they're not voting for him. They're just trying to get away from what we have now. What we have now is not working.
Just a side thing. On the street, we will bump into Saint Germain on the way to Champs-Élysées, or was it another person?
Champs-Élysées, yes, you will. If you do the 10-minute before or 10-minute after, you will. Otherwise, you're going to miss him by, wait for it, Bob, 10 minutes.
Okay.